After more than a year of escalating trade tensions, the prospects of progress on trade with our two closest trading partners is encouraging. Farmers have seen their income plummet over the past 5 years, only to have farm prices further depressed by trade disruptions. While this agreement is certainly no cure-all, it is hopefully a start to repairing our trade relationships around the world, to restoring our reputation as a reliable trading partner, and to resolving long-standing issues with discrimination against U.S. wheat. Farmers Union supports the President's goals to balance trade and restore sovereignty that has been lost as a result of past trade agreements. We have long been at the forefront of the fight for fair trade that puts family farmers and ranchers on an even playing field with corporations and the rest of the world. Yet a couple areas in this agreement appear to fall short of these goals. Progress was made on the dispute settlement mechanisms, provisions that place tremendous power in the hands of multinational corporations, but the ISDS framework still remains. In country of origin labeling, which is supported by 90% of Americans, was unfortunately left out of this agreement.